But the Bible says to be miserable, naked, wretched, and blind, and not know it. But God is to arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. There's a people that's walking in light. They're not walking naked. They're walking in truth. The Bible says, I counsel you to buy me gold, that you might be rich in white raiment, and that the shame of your nakedness doth not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eyes that thou mayest see. Hallelujah. So we're getting these things today, brother. They might not make the flesh feel good, but they'll give your soul a real dip in the Holy Ghost this morning. They'll just make you hunger and thirst for more and more and more. I met a man one time in town here. His name was Don Lord. And I thought, my, that's a great name, you know. And I shared a little bit of gospel with him. And he said, he got so hungry he went and joined the United Brethren Church. And I thought, well, if that's all the deep he could find in me, I guess that's where he belongs. If that's all the hunger he had for himself, that's where he belongs. But to the true child of God, you can join yourself to any one of them things, and you're never, ever going to find a real satisfaction in your soul till you come into a personal walk with Jesus Christ and walk with the Lord Jesus like Enoch walked with him. And before his translation, he had a testimony that he pleased God. The Bible says, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. For they that come to him must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Those that have diligently sought him in the word. We could go back to Hebrews, where it says they were stoned, they were sawed asunder, they were naked and afflicted and destitute. And then the Bible says, of whom the world was not even worthy of. Some of our modern rich evangelists today that's got a diamond ring on every finger and got 10,000 people in their congregation and drive a Cadillac to church while there's poor people that can't hardly make it into church, there's something wrong somewhere. That's not the spirit of Jesus Christ. You know, I like the scripture where Paul said, to the weak, I became as weak, but I might gain the weak. That's the spirit of Christ. Humble, meek, lowly. Amen. I just pray that something said this morning, just comb all the nits and everything, all the preconceived ideas and everything else out of us. You know, I like that song. It says, turn your eyes upon Jesus, look fully in his wonderful face, and the things of this world will grow strangely dim by the light of his glory and grace. Another place in the Bible says, we'll know him because we'll be like him. Another place in the Bible says, to glory, glory, as we behold him, we're changed into his very image. I believe there's a change taking place this morning. Amen. Becoming more like Jesus. Just a little bit more of that word. It's not just theology or dead letter or dust on your Bible, but a desire to pray and to seek God. A gospel that